Father Anthony DeConcilies moved to New Orleans in August to start his new position as president of the Community College Our Lady of Holy Cross, which was founded with the mission of helping the poor. He was inaugurated August 26th. 3 days later, when the hurricane struck, he stayed at the school where he felt he belonged. As the waters rose, he knew he had to get out. He was rescued Wednesday and evacuated to the Superdome, where he stayed until Thursday afternoon. We called him in New York and asked what he observed at the Superdome.
When you first entered, everyone, of course, was concerned about their homes, and many people were trying to take with them their belongings, little pieces of material, it looked like, or trinkets or toys, and guarding them in a sense of holding them to their hearts. And that gave you a sense of the fear and the trepidation of the people there. Of course, many of the people there did not have a lot of possessions in any case, I would imagine. And when you got through the line to be searched for weapons and other articles that may hurt somebody else, you had a sense that you were moving into an atmosphere, an environment that was safe but cautious and unsafe. And it was a sense of being locked in almost, because when you went in, you knew that you weren't going to get out easily out of that building.
What were your prayers like then? I mean, I don't want to invade your privacy here, but I'm wondering, like, in a time of crisis like that, when you were in the Superdome, were your prayers more a kind of meditative kind of prayer, or more of a sense of, like, trying to directly communicate, asking for something? I mean, what was the nature of your prayer?
The nature of my prayer was to engender courage and fortitude and a sensitivity for other people, and not to reflect so much on what was happening to me. And so I asked God to help me to move out to others, and in that way keep me clearer on the needs of others than my own needs.
You said that you prayed for courage. Were you afraid in the Superdome? It sounds like there'd be plenty of things to be afraid of.
Certainly. I think anyone who was not concerned was not seeing the reality of the situation.
What did you do to pass the time? I mean, I imagine it was pretty dark, even in the daytime.
Well, there was enough light that you could read, and I had a Bible with me, and so I read.
You read the Bible?
Yes.
What did you read? Which parts?
Oh, I read St. John, and I read those areas where of St. Paul where he talks about courage.
And why St. John?
Oh, it's my favorite, one of my favorite Gospels.
Why?
Because St. John is a Gospel of love, a Gospel where he shows a tremendous affection of God for his people, and is not as factual as the other synoptics, but his Gospel really shows how much the affection God had for his people, and that always has impressed me over the years.
Times of crisis and catastrophe tend to test people's faith. I mean, some people lose their faith. Some people find faith they never had before. And I'm wondering if there was any point where you felt like your faith was shaken, or if people you know had their faith shaken.
Well, I can't answer for other people, but for me, it was like a second wind. We always talk about the Holy Spirit coming into, breathing into life into the disciples in the upper room. In a way, I feel that happened to me. I can't express it yet, and I'm going to be writing about it, certainly. But it was a new breath, a new way of looking at life and faith for me, rather than a challenge to my faith at all.
In what sense was it a new way of looking at life?
Well, you can imagine most of the people in the dome were people from the city of New Orleans, and given that so many had so little, I looked at that and I said to myself, this is where my college is and where we are living, and how can we serve more and more of these people in our college, and indeed all the colleges, because it is education that helps so many people move from one step to the other.
Father Anthony DeConcilies is the new president of Our Lady of Holy Cross College in New Orleans. The college is now being used by police and reservists from New York.